Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I'm so glad to be back. I've been off for the month of August, just taking a little break, but I'm always so thrilled to talk about how to connect to this inner energy and how it can change your life and improve your life and just help you to sink into really liking you. I know that can be really hard for a lot of people to look at themselves in a way that's not so critical. You know, being a psychotherapist, I feel a lot of times I'm trying to talk people out of not liking themselves. And that is not an easy thing to do. You know, it wasn't an easy thing to do before I connected to my soul. I, you know, did not see many redeeming qualities about myself. And it was difficult to like myself. I was very hard on myself and judgmental and perfectionistic. And I had a lot of guilt. You know, it was really, really not easy until I really connected. And, you know, once I connected to this inner energy that we all have the ability to connect to, it was through knowing that that all changed. And when you're in the knowing and you're in this energy that lives within you, your life changes because you just know things. I was thinking just the other day, you know, when I started the spiritual path, I used to always think, you know, I would love to have a business. I would love to have a business with all of my friends. And I would just envision sitting in my kitchen with my friends around the table and us coming up with ideas and making a lot of money and all working together. And I, you know, that's what I wanted. I wanted that for the longest time. And I wanted it to be something including helping people, but I had no idea how I was going to go about doing any of that. And so when I heard about law of attraction, I would just envision that a lot. And just the other day, it hit me that it did come to fruition. It didn't come exactly the way I thought it would be, but it did come to fruition. I am working with my best friends in a group practice and doing what we love to do, teaching other therapists. And, you know, it is amazing. It's an amazing job. I love it. They love it. We're having a blast. We're working a little bit less and managing and supervising more. And it is just amazing. So when I think about, wow, you know, that manifestation that I had wanted and I thought I could never, ever achieve, really did come to fruition, and I almost missed it. I almost missed seeing it. So sometimes when we want something and we get it, we just don't even acknowledge it. You know, it's just like, okay, well, I got that now, so let me move on. But in not acknowledging what our achievements, we're not realizing that we manifested that, that we created that. That if I hadn't started imagining in my mind that I was going to be have a business, and that was something that I could do, it would have never happened, because what we say goes. So if I said to myself, no, there's no way I could ever have a business, no way ever I can make a lot of money, it's never ever going to happen, and I'm living in my imagination of it's never going to happen, guess what? It never happens. And I think if I had consulted my soul energy a little sooner, I probably would have manifested this group practice years ago, but I was not there. You know, I was not there. I was in my ego, I would say, most of the time. You know, and when you're in your ego, you are sitting in the imagination of fear. You know, you're just sitting in one movie after another of all the bad things that could happen in your life. You know, you're not sitting in the imagination of what you truly want. If you start reading about law of attraction and manifesting, you might start to do that for a little while. But like most people, they do it for like maybe a month or so and then stop. And then where are they living most of the time? They're back in their imagination of fear. And that's just, you know, we just imagine the worst, you know. And negativity is all around us in the world and the news and and sickness and everything that's going on. There is a lot of negativity around us, but there's also a lot of beautiful things that are happening. And, you know, it's our choice to pick what we want to live in for the day, you know, so we always have that choice. So when I go into that energy, which you can too, I hear you're playing that negative movie again. Why don't you play the other movie, the movie of what you want, and see it happening? See it happening as if it's happening right now. And that's what you will create. You can create that. And not only that, it just feels so much better. You know, when I tell my clients, okay, you have the negative movie down pat. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. Well, how would it feel if you just tried to say you can? I can have the job that I love. I can be in a relationship that I love the relationship. I love the person and we're good for each other and it just goes well. You know, we're not really taught to live in the imagination of what we want. We just kind of are stuck in the imagination of what we don't want. And our imagination is so, so powerful. You know, from our imagination comes beautiful works of art. From our imagination comes books, stories. You know, from our imagination comes, you know, the type of houses we want to live in and how we want to dress and all kinds of things. So we really have to encourage ourselves if we're going to live in the imagination of, oh my God, this could happen in my life. This bad thing could happen. That bad thing can happen. That we then have to run the other movie. So it's like a channel. So we have the channel of fear and then we have the channel of love. And the channel of love includes your soul energy. So I would... I'm always reminding myself as I'm in the channel of fear, because I am at times in that channel of fear. It's very easy to click onto it. All you have to do is turn on the news, that I click off of it. So it's almost like the minute I'm in the channel of fear, I know I'm not doing well for myself and that I could see this differently. And I try to follow my belief system of what it is that I'm believing, the worst case scenario, what it is that I'm believing. And then I try to bring that belief that I really, really believe, you know, like all these terrible things are going to happen. I bring that into my soul energy and hear a completely different story, just a completely different story. And I get shown different things through mostly books and recommendations, because I think spirit, angels, my soul knows I love to read. So they're always, you know, recommending books to me. So this last week, a friend of mine said, hey, you need to listen to this interview. So it was an interview with this woman, Trisha Barker, and she had a near-death experience. And when she was like in her 20s, she got into a car accident and broke her back and she died for like 3 minutes. And what happened to her was just amazing and phenomenal. So I would highly, highly recommend you read her book. It's called Angels in the OR. Fascinating book and one of those life-changing books, because once you read it, it's so, so comforting to know that we don't die, that there are angels and there are our friends and family that are passed on, you know, there to help us and guide us. I don't know. I find that kind of, those kind of books really, really comforting. But the biggest thing that I noticed when I was reading that book is in how she describes the afterlife and what she felt and what she learned is what I feel when I go into that soul energy. It's identical. It's the same thing. The same messages that I get, the same feelings that I get, the same knowing that I get, it's exactly the same. And that's happened to me many times. I think that's why I like to read about near-death experiences, because it's so similar to when I connect into the soul energy. So the good news is that we don't have to have a near-death experience to access this energy, to access this love, to create in a different way, to love ourselves in a different way, and to help ourselves. You know, we don't have to have it that bad to get there. We just have to have a desire to want to be happier. You know, we have to have a desire to want to grow. You know, my biggest thing is I always want to help people. I want to help people to feel better. And, you know, sometimes when I'm listening to people and all I'm hearing is this terrible stuff that they're saying about themselves, it's really tough, you know. It's really not easy to just listen to their belief systems that are just so wrong. You know, belief systems that tell them that they're not good enough, they're not pretty enough, they're not smart enough, they're not worthy enough to have the life that they want to have. And that breaks my heart, you know, to hear that from my clients. But I also used to do that to myself and still do at times. And when I do, I know right away that who I need to consult with, that I need to go within, meditate a little bit, or just relax and just to kind of, you know, let that ego mind go and say, you know what? What is it that I'm thinking that I'm starting to feel so bad? And usually when I follow that train of thought, it always leads me back to a belief of inferiority or a image of something that I did that wasn't so great. It will always lead me to something that is not so great. And so when that happens, I just take whatever that is and I bring that to my soul energy. And in that energy, it just becomes transformed. It's like, no, wait a minute. You're not seeing this is what you're not seeing. You're not seeing that you are good enough. And whatever you desire, you can create. That's what you're not seeing. You're not seeing that you're part of everyone. So nobody is better than you. And you're not better than anyone, and nobody's better than you. It's equal. If you feel people are judging you, judgment doesn't exist in our soul energy because we're all part of each other, you know? So when you're in that energy, you feel that. You feel, oh my God, I'm in this energy that makes me feel so connected to everyone, everyone and every living thing. So you don't even question it anymore. You don't question it. You just walk away with the knowledge. So that's what we really want to work on doing, because I think it's just too hard. I think it's too hard for people to just like themselves, you know. It just doesn't seem to work. But when I tell people, have compassion for yourself, think about somebody you love, do something that you love, that gets you into that energy, gets you closer to your energy, your soul energy. You know, when you're doing things and you're getting frustrated and angry at yourself, you're in the ego. You're entrenched in the ego. You're not anywhere close to your soul energy. You're close to your soul energy when you're with somebody that makes you feel really good about yourself. You know, you're in your soul energy when you're doing whatever it is that you love to do, whether it's reading, watching a movie, doing a podcast, whatever it is that you love to do, knitting, golfing, in the zone. When you're in the zone, you're in your soul energy. So when you're in that energy, it's at that point that's the energy you want to get accustomed to, saying, well, I want to be in that more. And when I'm in that, I want to ask some questions and I want to know more about myself and I want to know more about this unlimited self that can fly. You know, a human body doesn't feel like it can fly, you know, but your spirit, your soul knows it can fly and knows it's eternal. So that is a very, very different experience, but you can access that right now. You know, that is available to you. And it's available to me. And sometimes I forget to access it. You know, I get so caught up in my life and what's going on and problems, and that sometimes it takes me a book like Angels in the OR to say, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I feel, you know, when I am in that energy, when I'm channeling, you know, when I'm writing my posts, that's exactly what I feel. I feel this wisdom and this beautiful knowledge that everybody's loved, and there is this source, whether it's God or, you know, whatever it is that loves us so unconditionally and loves us in a way that you have never felt here, ever, ever, never felt here. And she says that those very words, and I know I have said that so many times, that the love that I feel and this energy is just not the same as like love that's here. It's not the same. So I want you to be able to experience that for yourself. I want you to be able to have this knowledge within yourself that you can turn to so that you can challenge your belief system, you know, so that you have that therapist with you that says, wait a minute, wait a minute. You're being way too hard on yourself. You're being way too hard on yourself. Why are you thinking that? You know, of course you can do what you want to do. And of course you can create what you want to create. And whatever it is that you want to do, give it a shot. You know, that's what this loving energy inside would say. You know, do what you love, do anything that you just enjoy. That's what this energy is, the most encouraging, loving, supportive, beautiful energy. And when that energy comes through me, you know, in counseling sessions, I can feel it, and I can feel the person healing, because it's not the energy of the ego. It's so easy for a lot of therapists to be in the energy of the ego. And it's not their fault. They want to truly help. But what happens is that their belief systems could get in your way. So we have to be careful. You know, we have to be careful when we're trying to help other people that we're not helping through the ego, that we're helping through this greater wisdom, through this greater energy. Because when you're in that, you know, you're really not giving a whole heck of a lot of advice. You're sharing love. You know, you're sharing love, and in that feeling, in that energy, is when healing occurs for both the client and the therapist. And it's magical. It's very, very magical. So I would read that book, you know, read that book and hear how it feels to live in that energy. I try so hard in my posts to express, you know, that energy to you so that you can recognize it, so that you can then tap into it. Because you don't have to listen to me or anybody to access it. I just want to be the reminder for you to access it, to say to yourself, yes, I am going to really work on connecting to this other energy, this other channel. You know, there's many, many channels going on in our lives. Many channels, hundreds of channels, and we get to choose which one we want to be on. And so if we're choosing the fear channel, we do have that ability to turn the channel and to choose it, to choose the channel of expansive love and connection. We have the ability to do that, and you won't regret doing that. And there's times I'm sure that you have felt that you did do that. And sometimes, it just can hit you, you know, it just can hit you that these feelings of oneness or these feelings of incredible unconditional love, and you don't even know where it's coming from. You know, so if you're having a hard time in life, if you just broke up with somebody, or if your relationships are not going well, or your job is not going well, you know, sitting in this energy is very, very healing, because it shows you a different way. It shows you that, you know, a relationship is not the thing that's going to make you whole. You don't have to have another person loving you to be okay and to not feel lonely. You have to know that you have that energy within yourself. You know, you don't need it from another person. You can transfer it. You can feel it sometimes a little bit better with another person, but you don't need another person to feel it. You can feel it all by yourself, you know? So you'll never feel lonely again. You know, when you ask from the wisdom from your soul and angels and guides and, you know, the universe, that's a lot. There's no loneliness in that. There's no loneliness, but you have to really feel it. If you don't feel it, then you are going to feel lonely when you're alone. I don't really feel alone, you know. So I know a lot of my clients tell me they feel so lonely. And I remember feeling that way too, and I don't feel that way at all anymore. I don't feel lonely. I don't feel anxious. I don't feel as fearful. And that doesn't mean that I don't have life challenges. It doesn't mean that life doesn't scare me, because I think to be here, you have to be a very courageous person. Life is full of so many challenges and so many things that happen to us. We have to be courageous, you know, because we don't know what's going to happen from day to day. Who would have known that we would have ended up in a pandemic? Nobody could.
It's 2 o'clock.
Nobody could foresee that. So I think that all of us being here, we're all just being us, just being here. We're the most courageous people, species ever, that we took on the challenge to be born and to be here. And so don't overlook how courageous you are, just living life. Every day is an act of courage, because every day we have no idea what's going to happen. And the world teaches us that bad things happen. The soul teaches us that nothing bad happens, that we're always safe, we're always protected. And if bad things happen to us, that we have support to help us through it. So we're never left alone. So if we're going through something that's really difficult and painful, that we ask that inner guidance and that inner help to help us through it. So then this way, whatever life circumstance we're going through, we have to face. We don't face it alone. Nobody ever faces it alone, and nobody's ever, ever alone when they die. They're always greeted by family and friends and angels, and when we're never left alone, and we're always helped out. So that I think that's really important, and helps ease some of the fears that we have, because it can be a very scary place to live, this earth. This earth school is pretty scary. So for most people, so when we have the energy that we go to inside, we realize that we don't have to be afraid, because we are eternal. Nothing bad will happen to us. This body may die, but that I continue and you continue. And that's so, so comforting. So reading books on near-death experiences, or reading books, the Seth books, or listening to Abraham Hicks, to really expand your belief system. And it's work. And it's work. There is a quote that says, listen, it's just the same amount of work to watch that negative channel as it is to watch the positive. So I much rather choose the positive channel. So, and just think about it. Think about if you live day to day just in that positive channel, always imagining what you want and always revisiting what you did and how you achieved. If that's all you thought about all day long, like all the things that you have gotten done, all the things that you did well, if that's what you thought about all day long, how you would feel. And that's what the soul always reminds us to do. The ego is just always encouraging us to grow and to do more, and you're not enough. And there does have to be a balance there. It's okay. There does have to be some balance. I think the ego, we want to make our friend. The ego is the part of us that wants to expand and to use all of our potential. But the ego can get a little bullying, and the ego can be a little abusive. So I think the soul is a wonderful complement to the ego. It kind of takes the sting out of it. And it also takes this feeling that I have to accomplish, or I have to, do certain things in my life. There's no more have to's anymore. There's just an enjoyment of life. And your soul energy, when you're in that energy, brings you that balance. So I think that is really the way to go. So when you're in that negative movie, imagining the worst, the least you can do is run the positive one. And I tell my clients that all the time. Not that anybody listens, but it is a reminder for us. Oh wow, it's so easy for me to just watch this negative movie all day long, and it's really harder for me to watch the positive movie. It's just harder. And we want to get used to it. We want to get used to really living in our goodness. It's like choosing a comedy over a drama, or it's choosing a comedy over, a movie where the person dies. It's just a different thing, and we're just not used to it. We're not used to doing that. But the more that we do that, the happier we are, the more protected we feel. The more energy we have, because really the negative movie is so draining. It's like watching a horrible movie every day, all day long. And that's not something you want to continue to do. So when that movie starts running, the minute I wake up, that movie starts running, it's my reminder to switch it, to say, nope, this is not the movie that I want. Today's going to be a great day. I'm going to do whatever I want to do, knowing that whatever I'm going to do, I'm just going to try to enjoy it, have fun, and remember to laugh. One of the things in Trisha Barker's book that she said that God said to her is, remember to be as a little child, you know, just be as a little child. And she was like, well, you know, can you give me some better wisdom than that, you know, from God? She wanted more to bring back. Like, can you tell me more wise things of how I should live my life? And, you know, the messages were just very simple. And I get those same messages all the time. You know, be in nature, be as a little child. There's nothing more important in life than love. You know, those are the messages that you get when you really sink into that energy. And that's all you hear. So it sounds very simple, you know, and sounds a little too easy. But when you're in that energy, you just know. So those sayings or those notions take on greater meaning. And out of that energy, I think those sayings can sound not as strong. So that's why it's really important for you to learn to access this energy that will help you bust open your beliefs that are limiting your life, that aren't letting you have the life that you want to create. And that is going to change your life and help your life so, so much. And you deserve it. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to laugh. You deserve to have fun. And you deserve to create whatever life it is that you want. You deserve to do that. And, you know, that's a beautiful place for us all to live. So I hope that, you know, you read the book. Such an awesome, wonderful book. That book and the Seth books. I mean, there's so many Seth books and they're so great. By Jane Roberts. These books just always blow me away. I always go back to them and search for more because I love to expand my belief system. And in expanding my belief system, that's when I connected to my soul energy. It was in that search that it opened it up. And now I have access to such beautiful, beautiful energy. And I want you to be able to have access to that same energy. Because if I could do it without a near-death experience or anything really tragic happening to me, you can too. So have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. As always, if you have any questions or you want to reach out to me, you can email me at janismart40@yahoo.com, and I would love to talk to you. So have a wonderful day, and we'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.